Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We want to know what your superhero alter ego would be, because we've all thought about it. You've had someone, even if it's just in the back of your mind, Superman, it's really cool that he can fly fast. but there's something.
I see you getting into the outfits.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I...
You'd be the only superhero with multiple costumes.
Yeah,
because they've all only got one. It's kind of dull, you know.
Yeah, what about
if it's laundry day?
Exactly, exactly right. The thing with me is, I think about what my superhero alter ego would be. Do I actually have to do superhero things like saving people, or can I just make use of my power?
You could get cats out of trees. That's a nice deed.
True, because I've always wanted to be able to fly, but Superman hits up, so you don't have wings or anything weird like that. You can just shoot off into the air.
Just picturing Superman having to flap his arms whenever he wants to go.
Helicopter movements, no. So I'd like to be able to fly, so I guess that'd be good for cats out of trees, and I would just wear a pink suit. It would be great.
Just like a power suit.
Yeah, actually, that's probably a good one, with just a big B in the middle of my chest.
Oh, it's the helpful lady.
The helpful lady. It's an awful name.
Do you have a better name?
No.
I've actually thought of a power that I would want, or maybe a whole persona that I would like to adopt should I be struck by lightning or whatever happens. I want to call myself the coin.
Right.
My power is I've just always got the right amount of change. I'm not rich or anything. But if you need like a gold coin donation to get into the Rose Festival or a, you know, Monash Markets or something, the coin rocks up. He's going to flick you a coin.
That's good.
If you don't have change for your, you know, chalky sundae at Macca's, coin's there.
Just before the song, you dubbed me the helpful lady and you get the coin. One is much cooler than the other.
It's all about vibe. Yeah.
It makes me think of in Harry Potter, the lady that pushes the like lolly cart through the Hogwarts Express, and anything from the trolley, dear. That's the vibe I get from that name.
I think why I've gravitated to the helpful lady, it's something a young child would say. That's how they would categorize you. Were you doing that kind of tier deeds? They talk about Spider-Man as a street level superhero. Yep. You're more like suburban.
Suburban mum?
No, just like cats out of trees and that sort of.
Do I rock up in a minivan?
I know, you can fly. You set your own powers. I'm not creating your whole identity for you.